Beaver on the Brink, Free Ice Time, and Preservation. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. In the next couple of weeks, two significant long-standing high school boys basketball records in our state could be broken. And today I'll focus on Roy Johnston at Beaverton High School, who is in a position to become the winningest coach. Johnston is in his 50th year of coaching in Michigan, 43 at Beaverton, and he has 725 wins in that time entering this week's play, three short of the record of 728 set by the legendary Lofton Green during his time at New Buffalo and River Rouge from 1942 to 1984. In 50 years, a lot of things happened, but Johnston may be taking the most pride these days in being able to coach his grandchildren.
Yeah, I've had three grandsons live in the district, and I've had all three of them, which has been a real, not too many guys have had that pleasure that I've had.
You can read more about Roy Johnston on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game ball this week goes out to Charlevoix freshman Elsie Stuck, who had a triple-double with 20 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists, and 3 steals in a Big North girls basketball win over Gaylord last week. Water is a critical nutrient for student-athletes. Dehydration can cause muscle cramping and fatigue. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
It has often been said that one of the most dramatic moments in sports is in a hockey game that is either a one-goal game or tied late in the game. In ice hockey at the high school level, MHSAA regulations deal with overtime and how ties will be broken in the postseason tournament. If a game is tied at the end of regulation, four separate 8-minute sudden victory overtime periods will be played. In other words, once a team scores a goal, the game is over and that team wins. After these four 8-minute overtime periods do not produce a winner, then the game continues of 8-minute periods with 4-on-4 on each side.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to MHSAA.com to be a referee. I grew up in the generation that launched girls' sports. I remember my high school had one set of white short-sleeved sweatshirts for uniform tops, and they were worn by whatever team was in season. I remember my time as a college athletic administrator fighting tooth and nail for our women's teams to get their due. I drove a team van 1,000 miles one way with substitutes and support staff to a national championship one time, while the starters flew because there wasn't enough money. I've enjoyed watching the growth of girls' sports here in Michigan, where schools work hard to provide opportunities to the point where our participation levels have always been higher than some more populated states. A lot of today's girls don't know everything their predecessors did to get us to where we are today. Everything that expanded and enhanced their programs was mostly taken for granted, including girls being able to play on boys' teams. Threatening this is an undercurrent created by those believing boys should be able to play on girls' teams. We hear about this occasionally and are shocked that some younger coaches and parents don't see the Pandora's box that would be opened. Historically, bigger, faster, stronger boys playing on girls' teams could take advantage of smaller basketballs, lower volleyball nets, a list that goes on, and displace a lot of girls. The ultimate horror story was of a girls' high school bowling team in a nearby state some time ago, which won a state championship with a lineup stacked with boys. Girls-only participation opportunities must be preserved at all costs. It's an MHSAA tournament policy, which is also supported by state and federal laws. It's not as easy as saying, it's just one boy, let him play. Folks who have this mindset generally have no clue or appreciation of what their forerunners did to open the door for girls' sports. Maybe if they took a walk in our shoes from 30 or 40 years ago, they would know why the preservation of these opportunities, girls-only sports, is so important. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.